This is Spencer Chase at the 84th National FFA Convention, and we're here with the Models of Innovation winner for chapter development, the Ridgemont FFA chapter from Ridgemont, Ohio. With us, we have Grace Poppelman, the chapter vice president, and Sean Smith, the chapter president. Grace, can you tell me a little bit about the project that you did to receive this award?
One of the projects that we did was a safe driving project. And for this project, we were just trying to educate the community about the dangers of driving erratically and just to help people wear their seatbelts and stuff like that to make it safer around our community.
And Sean, can you tell me what kind of activities you did to encourage safe driving in your community?
We've done multiple activities. Like at lunch, we do a thing called No Texting While Driving, and we have the students play the Wii while it's trying to text and drive, and that just, it's a simple simulation that shows them the difficulties of texting while driving, while not actually putting them in any harm's way. And we also do cornhole with the beer goggles, and that just simulates being the lowest illegal intoxication, and that messes with students' minds so much, so it gives them an idea of how dangerous it can be to either text while driving or drink and drive.
Okay, Grace, what has been the student response to those activities that you did? I mean, have you noticed a decrease in texting and driving and other things?
Yes, we have. Actually, the main statistic, that really stands out to me is that at the beginning of the year, we took a survey of how many people do not wear their seatbelts. And now at the end of this project, we almost have 100% participation in wearing their seatbelts every day to school. So it's really life-changing, and it's amazing to see how far we've come.
Wow, definitely. I mean, real progress there from a very low percentage to 100%. That's very impressive. Sean, what can you tell me about other projects that your chapter has done in the past?
We also did a project called Bye Bye Bullying, where we had a student being bullied, and she brought it to our FFA chapter, and our FFA chapter wanted to do something about it. And that was last year. And this year, you could see the culture change that has happened in our school. Students are more respectful to each other, and the teachers even commented on it about how well we've done, and our students have really responded well to that. We also did a project called Education for the Nations, where we taught different activities about different countries, and students, it really opened students' eyes to how different we really are from different countries in the world.
Okay, and Grace, what piece of advice would you give to a chapter looking to start some kind of activity base like you guys have at Ridgemont?
The first thing, no idea is a bad idea, because all of our ideas started off from something small or something that was funny, and then we just kept growing it and expanding. And also, get everybody involved as you can. Youth voice can do a lot, so don't tell anybody that they can't do it, because we can, and we have, and it's just an amazing experience.
And Sean, just to finish up, what growth have you seen with chapter members, chapter unity? How have you seen your chapter grow in the midst of all these projects?
When we first started, not as many students participated because they might not have seen why they should. But now everybody wants to participate, not just in our FFA, but throughout our entire school. And it's just great to see that people want to be active in our FFA because they see what we can do to change the lives of other people. And it's just really great that our school has that mindset.
That was Sean Smith and Grace Poppelman, the president and vice president of the Ridgemont FFA chapter, this year's Models of Innovation winner for chapter development. I'm Spencer Chase.